Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Morning! Welcome back to a very special episode of Conversations Against Living Miserably. It's a pandemic self-isolation bonanza episode. Yeah, let's call it that. Essentially, we're all a bit down in the dumps. The news is pretty relentless at the moment, and we thought it'd be a good opportunity to have a bit of light relief, maybe get some tips and some stories across, and I don't know, just make it feel like we're all in this together, because we are, really. It's unfortunate, it's a shitty situation, but we're all here, we can get through it, we'll come out the other end, and we'll revive the entire pub industry in one night, I imagine. That's what us British do. For this episode, we've asked many comedians that have appeared on this podcast before to send us little voice notes of all of their tips, hints, little stories and stuff like that. So we're just going to go through them. This is the first part. We're going to record another episode later, and yeah, that's it. And I just want to say, sorry about the audio quality of Lauren and mine's conversations coming on in a bit. Obviously, because we're in self-isolation, we had to do it via Zoom. So it's a little bit staticky, but well, hopefully you won't mind. I mean, we've all been on business calls this week, so hopefully it'll just feel like one of those. Well, actually, hopefully it'll feel a lot better than one of those, because they're rubbish. And that's it, really. Just a little note that please give us a nice little review if you like it. And all of the ad money goes to Calm. So by listening to this today, you are donating to a wonderful charity that are really helping people at the moment. And if you are going through a tough time, or you're feeling like everything's a bit too much at the moment, feel free to call their helpline, which is open between 5 p.m. and midnight, Monday to Friday. And you can use their web chat as well. Anyway, I'll let us get on with the episode.
Hello and welcome to an emergency global pandemic episode of Conversations Against Living Miserably.
We have what an intro.
What an intro. Never thought that as a sentence that came out my mouth. Also, how self-centered am I that I'm like, at a time of a global pandemic, what the world really needs is another podcast. This is what the people want.
I mean, in all fairness, this podcast has useful tips about self-isolation, funny bits from comedian, and raises money for charity. So it's not entirely selfish.
That is true. I've been very harsh on myself and you. We are trying to do a very good thing here, because we know that everybody's probably feeling a bit all over the place. So we thought, why not bring you a special episode that we are recording through the magic of the internet? We're not even in the same room.
You'd never be able to tell.
No, we're tricking you. Whoa. And we have gathered some lovely comedians to give some tips on how they are surviving self-isolation and all of this chaos, quite frankly.
And the response has been amazing. So we've got some brilliant guests for this episode, and then we'll be doing another special later this week as well.
We will. And there is also a quiz.
Yay!
Which has nothing to do with viruses or pandemics or anxiety. It's just a bit of fun, lads. Just a bit of fun. Isn't that what we need right now? I'm doing the voices. I'm doing
you are.
So usual voices. I've gone. I've lost the plot, Aaron. Not going to lie.
Yeah, we all have. It's absolutely fine. We're only a few days into this. Don't worry, we've got weeks of this left.
I'll tell you who is a good person to ask how to cope through this, especially if you are losing the plot. It's only bloody Simon Gunnan, who is like the big boss of Calm.
Yeah.
He's got letters before his job title. He's a CEO.
CEO.
Hello, my name's Simon Gunning. I'm chief executive of Calm. Probably my message is a little bit more serious than anybody else's, which is just to let you know that Calm is operating absolutely as usual throughout the whole of this weirdness. And that means there's loads of stuff on our website at thecalmzone.net to help anybody who might be struggling a bit with feelings of isolation and anxiety and all the rest of the sort of stuff that's going on. Also, our helpline is operating 5 days a week from 5 till midnight. There are trained professionals who can help through these issues. If you want to talk to them, then you can ring them on 0800 58 58 58 or go to thecalmzone.net and you can have a web chat there. We'll be continuing as we always have, with absolutely no plans to change that. So thanks for listening, and I hope everybody is all right. Cheers.
I do think that's really important, though, because I think there'll be a lot of people at the minute who maybe don't usually feel particularly anxious, who are maybe now feeling like we feel every day. And I do think it's important for people, because obviously there's so much talk about physical health, but the sort of repercussions of everything that's happening is going to inevitably knock people's mental health totally.
Yeah, completely and utterly. And I think a lot of people are going to be feeling stressed and anxious for the, like you say, for the very first time, and knowing that they can use Calm, not just as the people think is like a suicide prevention charity, even though that's obviously what it's there for, but if they just need support in the day-to-day life at the moment, because if things are tough, then usually just talking it out does help.
Oh, absolutely. And I do as well feel that people have become a little bit more compassionate in the last few days. Like, definitely. The amount of people I've had who've directly reached out to me and been like, hey, you must have been really affected by this because I'm guessing you've lost like a lot of work. How are you doing? Are you okay? Is there anything you can do? And I'm like, sometimes, like, obviously it's a lovely thing, but it's a shame that it's taken something so horrible for people to be like, oh, maybe we should check how other people feel.
Yeah, very much so. And I think that is important. I think because we've all kind of ended up, not bored is probably the wrong word, but with very little to do in our own homes, it is good if we can just talk to some friends we haven't spoken to in ages and kind of just contact all of our relatives and stuff like that. And just check in with everyone. It's quite a nice thing to do.
One thing, it taught you the value of human connections massively, hasn't it?
Yeah, completely and utterly.
Even the last few gigs I did before stuff started getting cancelled, like compares had stopped shaking hands. And I was a little bit like, that's the only time I get touched all day. Don't take it away from me.
Yeah, it's when they said stop touching people. I was like, well, that's never going to be a problem for me.
You and your hazmat suit.
Exactly. Leave me alone. Would you like to pick our next voice note to have a listen to?
Yeah. Oh, this is exciting. I'm going to pick Jenny Eclair.
Do it.
Hello, Calm listeners, because we must keep calm. This is Jenny Eclair, kind of ricocheting all over the place mentally, but aren't we all? And I always have done anyway. Now, listen, we're recording all these handy hints and tips of what you can do to hopefully get through, these difficult days. And I'm not sort of underestimating things when I'm saying that. It's really tough. It's really tricky. I feel sorrier for other people than for myself for once in my life, because I'm 60. I've had a great time. I've had a fantastic career. There are opportunities and lives being ruined by this. And I think for young people, it is particularly hard. And my heart really does go out for you. We do feel for you. You might think we're useless boomers, but not all of us ever wanted any of you to go through this. You have our love. You have our respect. To be honest, I think everyone's behaving incredibly well. I hope that I won't be the one to start screaming. So what am I doing? I'm getting up. I'm getting up in the morning. I'm putting my face on. Otherwise, when I catch sight of myself, I feel even worse. So yes, when I had my first little cry the other day, I went online afterwards and bought myself some new foundation and some face powder because I thought, well, you know, it's bad enough without looking like you've got measles as well. I'm trying to do something arty, crafty, every day for at least an hour. So far, I've done one little painting of a plum and a pomegranate. I'm putting these online. I think it's really important to do something with your hands that takes your mind off things. I also do tapestry. I'm very fortunate because I've already got some quite large kits in my possession from birthday and Christmas presents gone past. So they are quite pricey, these kits, but there are other things you can do. If you've got any paint, if you've got any paper, if you've even just got biros and things, just take yourself away, put yourself at a table, listen to something that isn't about the coronavirus. There's loads of fantastic audiobooks. There's loads of fantastic plays on sounds. We might have a very long time to catch up on all sorts of things. Try and listen to the things that listen to anything you like. I was going to say, you know, try and get through Anna Karenina, but only if you like it. Don't do anything you don't really like. This shouldn't be more of a punishment than it already is. That's really all I can say for the time being. I wish everybody all the very best. I really, really do. All I can do is send out tons of love to everybody. Cheers.
I feel so soothed already. There's something about hearing, like, someone who's a mom speaking.
Completely, Natalie. And I think she's completely right about making sure it's not really about keeping busy. It's about just making sure you're doing stuff that you do naturally enjoy, but usually kind of put off because you're fretting. And also the advice about not looking at news about the coronavirus.
Definitely. I was having this conversation with someone the other day. She said, because she's obviously in the house more, kind of she's probably spending more time on her phone, but everything she's sort of consuming is this like stuff about obviously coronavirus and catastrophe and negativity. And she was like, it's not helping my mental health at all, but like you're so inclined to just be like, oh, I've got nothing to do, I'll check my phone.
Exactly that. And it is just, it's constant feeds and the updates from the news and stuff. It's just, it's relentless at the moment. It's so difficult to get away from any of it.
Oh, definitely. Because I'm using my phone, obviously, to keep in touch with people. And mm-hmm. then I'm like, let's have a little look at the news. And, oh, still shit. Still shit. Mind, I must say, while we're recording this, obviously, my boyfriend is having to work from home at the minute. And I have kicked him out of the office, a.k.a. the living room, and I've sent him downstairs. We live in a one-bed flat. He hasn't really got anywhere he can go.
No, it is. It's a bit of a shuffle, isn't it? Especially when you've got more than one person working at home. I'm in the bedroom today.
He tried to give me a kiss before and I said I was going to get him done for harassment in the workplace. Excuse me, I am working. Right, who should I pick next?
Oh, like, over to you.
I'm going to pick Sarah Keyworth.
Hello, this is Sarah Keyworth. And my tip for handling your anxiety in this time of crisis is to do what you're already doing, listen to things. I have never been very good at mindfulness and listening to your breathing and hearing the noises around you. So I listen to audiobooks and podcasts and every single one of Stephen Fry reading the Harry Potter series. And whilst you're listening to them, do that thing that you've always wanted to get around to doing but haven't had time. And I'm like, fully do it, like properly commit, even if it's you on your own. Like last night, I dressed up like a little hipster with pinstripe trousers and shirt and braces and brogues and made amaretto sours, which I'd never made before because I've always wanted to be good at cocktails. So I really went for it, garnished it and everything, like proper real deal. So that's my advice. just have a bit of fun in your own home and get dressed. Like, wear something, put shoes on, I think is a good shout. Like, actually get dressed and wear things that make you feel nice. Don't just wear your pajamas or your comfy clothes. Wear some actual proper clothing that makes you feel good, because that can just make you feel like a human being again. All right, everybody. Stay safe and talk to people. Just keep talking.
Aww.
She's lovely, isn't she?
That's so nice. But as well, like, she's bang on, because yesterday I sort of kind of just stayed in my pajamas and dressing gown. I'm a 26-year-old adult woman who calls them pajamas. Just become aware of that as I said it out loud.
I thought that was the phone going wrong then. I was like, she couldn't have said pajamas.
She did. She did. I yeah, but today I've like, well, I'm saying I've put like jeans and a t-shirt on today, but I only did that because I was doing this podcast and it felt more official. I was in clothes. But I do actually feel less shit now that I'm dressed.
Yeah, it really helps. It's so bizarre.
It just gives you a bit more purpose. Like, if you're just slobbing around in your jammies, you're like, I'm just wasting my time. I'm a waste of space. Like, so easy to get in that mindset. But if you've got clothes on, you're a person.
Yeah, you're a whole adult person that's doing things.
Yeah, you're either a person or a dog who's feeling fancy. Am I helping?
Really helping. Oh my goodness.
Did you see a tweet off a girl last night? I think her name is Elspeth, if she's listening. Hey, and now she reads all her tweets in my voice because of, or my tweets, sorry, in my voice because of the podcast.
Excellent. That is the that is what you want.
Hello, just so that everybody reads hello like this for the rest of the days.
That's how I do love the hello.
Do you just bark?
No, I didn't.
It sounded like you barked.
No, I was trying to do an impression of you, but it didn't go very well.
Your impression of me is a dog. Thanks, Aaron.
Oh, Jesus. Right, that's getting edited out. No worries.
Keep it in. Right, we will swiftly move on before you describe me to any other household pet. Let's do Matt Richardson. I love Matt Richardson. I love everybody, but also Matt Richardson.
Hi, I'm Matt Richardson. Now, I don't really know how you're going to keep your mental health up and good during the whole kind of quarantine self-isolation thing, but the thing I'm going to try is I am going to absolutely tidy my flat. Not just tidy it, I'm going to get rid of everything I've been spending months saying I'm going to get rid of. I'm going to do all the little jobs I've been pushing aside because I think they'll be boring. Because for me personally, nothing is better for my mental health than having an organized, clean, well-regimented flat. And if I can spend the next couple of weeks sorting that out, even if it doesn't make me feel better at the time, I know that I'm going to feel much, much healthier going forward into the rest of 2020, which I think is going to be pretty important because, you know, we've had a few bumps on the road so far this year. So the rest of the year, we really need to hit the ground running. As well as, you know, things like don't just go into the wine every single night because you feel like you can, because you don't have to be up and in the office in the morning, and try and get 8 hours sleep. Oh my goodness, 8 hours sleep for me is the best thing for my mental well-being that I can possibly do. So join me in that, please. Tidy, make sure you're ready for the rest of the year and you'll feel like a proper, proper boss.
You can tell Matt used to work in radio, can't you?
You really can. It's so confident and annoyingly. It sounds handsome.
Yeah, like he should be doing a toothpaste advert. You know where the person who's in the advert, you can tell their face isn't the one who's talking. Matt's the person talking. I think the alcohol is very, very valid to point out, because I bet you there's people who, because they haven't got to get up in the morning, are like, I'll just have a little drink, or, oh, the world's gone to shit, I'll have a drink. And I can imagine that is a possible slippery slope.
Yes, I very much felt personally attacked when he said that, to be honest.
I think for a lot of people as well who have maybe struggled with alcohol in the past, I get why now of all times might be the time to be like, fuck it, let's have a drink, but to very much not try and fall into those habits, as hard as it may be.
Yeah, indeed. I think it's just trying to, yeah, little bit of self-control here and there, he says,
yes,
after eating everything in the flat for the last 2 days.
I do like the idea of tidying, though. That appeals to me.
It's a good one. It really does. It helps your mental health. Just having a clean space to work in gives you a bit more of a clean mind.
Clean space, clean mind, put pants on. Lauren Patterson's quarantine survival steps.
Right, who have we got next?
Lou Sanders.
Oh, good old Lou.
Hello, my babies and my angels. Well, yes, it's a tricky old time, isn't it? But we got to look for the light. Yes, in the wars, they had songs to keep them through. And that's why I'm doing a song. No, I'm not going to. But there are some positive things to come out of all of this, which the news doesn't share as much. But there was a 103-year-old woman who got coronavirus and she was fine. Sturdy old bitch, I love it. They think they found a couple of vaccines to cure it in a couple of labs around the world. Also in the case of England, I mean the UK, Boris Johnson announced, you'll know this if you watch the news, that insurance companies will cover, you know, small businesses, restaurants and theatres and stuff, and they are pledging to help. So yes, we will be knocked about, but if we topple down, we will just get up again, okay? I know it's easy for me to say, in the prime health. No, I mean, I've got very titchy lungs. That's what I say if anyone tries to make me run. I can't, my lungs are too titchy. But the other positives are, we're speaking to our elderly relatives a lot more. We didn't used to do that, did we? Also, we can read more books. Also, we have to be innovative and creative and just know that we need to hold each other without actually holding each other. Also, on that note, I think it's going to be an absolutely massive time for sexting. By the way, I hope this information is right because I get all my information from my news from Instagram. Conspiracy theorists and wackos, but they're really hot.
I love how Lou said it's going to be a great time for sexting, and then I distinctively heard a zip being undone. Did you hear that as well?
I didn't. I really hope that was so bizarre.
Lou's recording us a voice note while just sending a titty pic. Probably a Jill in the Pyrenees, knowing Lou.
Yeah, indeed, Jill in the Pyrenees. I hope she's all right.
Yeah, she's got a crystal. She'll be fine.
Exactly. Concentrating on the good stuff that's coming out, though.
Yeah.
I mean, the one thing that's really helped me is, have you seen that video of the penguins going around the aquarium?
Yes.
It was the complete opposite of all the Hollywood stars singing Imagine this morning, which...
Oh, my God. I watched that and I was like, now I understand why, like, people got angry at Band-Aid.
It's just, oh, you just don't want to wake up to that. We're already suffering enough. There's no news.
Yeah, I think even if it means actively seeking out positive news stories.
Yeah, definitely.
That's why I've made this stupid quiz for you, because I was like, I'm going to entertain myself by looking for daft facts that make me smile. And for honestly, about the hour that I was looking for them, I didn't think about dying once.
Exactly. So everyone's a winner.
Everyone's a winner. I know some useless information and you are going to be enlightened in about 10 minutes whenever we get through the rest of these.
Yeah, whenever these are fucking shut up.
Yeah. Can everyone just stop giving their tips so I can do a quiz, please? Can people not understand the priorities here? What a knobhead.
And on that note, who have we got next, Lauren?
We have got the delightful Richard Gadd.
Whee!
Hello, Calm listeners. Thank you very much for having me on. It's Richard Gadd here. My advice would be for people who are self-isolating in this period, who are worried about the mental health problems, my advice would be to get creative, do something you've never done before. If you've never written before, write how you're feeling into a document. If you've never painted before, try painting. I often feel like creativity, putting how you're feeling, putting your emotions and things that are getting you down into some sort of creative outlet. Sometimes just writing it down. sculpting, drawing, anything that sort of takes you out of your head into the outside world, something which involves your hands and your creativity, I always find extremely stimulating. It dwarfs the magnitude of the things you're struggling with in your head and manages to put them down into something sort of tangible and something outside of your body. I often find when I'm in the most difficult place that I'm in, I sometimes, regardless of where it's going, regardless of the end product of it, I just sit down and I just do something. Very recently, I remember just being so bored that I bought this picture frame and started cutting out some nice shapes and stuff from magazines and sticking a collage to the frame of the of the picture frame and decorating the picture frame and then varnishing over it and all that kind of stuff. And I found that was extremely therapeutic just for sort of doing something that I've never done before. So even though you're stuck inside and you feel like things are repetitive and things are boring and strange and difficult, it actually can be an opportunity to do something you've never done before. And I often feel that those can be exciting times. So my advice to anyone who is sitting alone, feeling the weight of their anxieties, the weight of their depression, would be to try, look around the house, see what you've got available, do the thing that you've never done before that you always said you were going to do. And I think you'll find that the hours pass much, much easier. Thank you.
I am very on board with the making a collage. You know I like a collage.
You're good at a collage as well.
Maybe this is the time where we all just discover our hidden talents. What would yours be? Oh, well, you don't know because it's hidden, but...
I might start learning a new language. I think that might be the one.
Oh, so now you're on board with the languages.
Yeah, now I'm on board. Sorry, I have to get my Duolingo out.
Listeners can look forward to our entirely rudimentary Spanish episode.
Ah, oui. Oh, no, wrong. Oh, God, it's not going well. It's 3 days in.
We've already lost it.
Yeah, completely and utterly.
I have just nearly clicked play on a clip of Takeshi's Castle. That is not the correct one. We need Jade Adams. That's who I'm going for.
Excellent. Let's do it.
Hello, my name's Jade Adams. I'm a comedian, or I used to be, and then the whole of the events industry was taken away, so I don't know what I am now. Carpenter? Cook? I'm really good at cooking. Anyway, we'll think about that in a minute, but Calm have asked me to give you some tips for self-motivating, working from home, dealing with anxiety and information overload. And I've written some stuff down, and if you don't like it, that's absolutely fine, but this is some stuff I was thinking about. So number one, I thought achieving something, just one thing every day, because during these times, it's very easy to slip into feeling not motivated or lie around in your underwear all day thinking, oh God, I'm nearly 50. What am I going to do with my life? Especially as we now all have a month off. So I thought, just find something that you need to do and achieve it once a day, every day for the next month. Write a list of 30 things that you want to achieve. And they can be really, really tiny things. They don't have to be massive. They could be clearing a cupboard out, wiping something down. It could be very, very minimal, but I promise you that achievement will keep your brain ticking over nicely. Number two, realize that everyone is in the same boat. Now, we're all, I believe, way more connected as a species than we ever have been, because everyone is going through the same thing. And just like after the world wars, but they were fighting Nazis and everyone's just got to stay indoors. But your feelings do matter. I just think sometimes giving yourself a stern talking to may help. This virus just doesn't affect one demographic of people or one country or one race or one gender. It now affects everyone from Kenya to Kent. Even in isolation, I find lots of comfort in this thought. Or think of it this way. What would Jurgen Klopp do? I think that's a great mantra to have. Number three. As well as taking vitamin C's, which I'm imagining a lot of people are because they're good immune boosters, I think we should also remember to drink water. I know this probably seems like a very basic thing to say, but you wouldn't believe the amount of people that struggle with this. Now, my friend who's a naturopath says that you can fix all sorts of mental health issues by making sure that your brain is hydrated. She says that when we haven't drank enough water, we're like dried plants. And when you water a dried plant, the water goes straight through and it doesn't absorb. But when we are hydrated, we absorb a lot more. So we can absorb nutrients and we absorb more water and keep ourselves hydrated. It's why people who have alcohol and drug dependencies have it so rough. It's because they're constantly dehydrating their brains. I just thought that was a cool tip. Number four. Now, I could tell you right now to stay off social media, but you're not going to be able to do that unless you have a distraction, which brings me back to point number one. Stay off social media when doing number one. Number five, Marie Kondo the shit out of your house. I mean, I'm not the person to be giving advice to people about being tidy and organised, as my boyfriend can probably attest to, but I do know that organisation brings a lot of joy and happiness to people. So share your progress online. Show other people. Stacey Solomon does this great thing called Tap to Tidy, and I'm obsessed with it. That girl knows all about organisation. Number six, watch the film Strictly Ballroom. I mean, you wouldn't get a prescription for this from the doctors about doing this one, but I absolutely love this film. It's vintage and it reminds me of a time where we weren't all washing our hands, singing happy birthday to ourselves twice every hour. Number seven. Remember this fact. You're alone. You're not lonely. And this isn't going to be forever. And remember, you're doing it to help save old people and sick people. And that is worth all the loneliness in the world. But just remember, It's being alone. It's very different than being lonely. Number eight. Freely tell millionaires who say things like keep calm and carry on to do one. And if they don't like it, send them to me. Number nine. The financial implications of this are massive. But just remember that everyone is going through it. And hey, if the bailiffs show up, tell them you've got coronavirus. Cough on them. They'll soon disappear. And number 10, life will probably never be the same again, but maybe it wasn't all that great before and this is all that we needed. I try to think philosophically about big, difficult things. Maybe we needed to slow down, take stock and think about what is important to us. We've become so disjointed as a species. So many people arguing and shouting and tweeting and ruining lives and hating others for their thoughts. Last year, I spoke with a 92-year-old woman about what it was that she worried about most, and I'll leave you with what she said. Her name is Doris. She's 92 years old, and I found her really inspirational because she's been single for 50 years because her husband died, and she's always just got on with it, you know? She now is in a home, and I hope she's safe. We can't visit her. But I asked her what she worried about, and she told me that she worries about the youth. She said, when we were young, there was one enemy. That's Hitler. We were all mending ourselves, Jade, united in our trauma, living on tinned meat. I worry that the kids today are trying to find their identity by creating enemies everywhere, manufacturing trauma, and actually they won't be able to cope when they're my age and all your friends have passed on. No one takes photos of you anymore or even listens to you. And I worry that they won't be able to actually cope when real life happens. So I said to her, Doris, what would solve this issue? And she said a good war. But how about not a war? Perhaps this is what we needed to do in order for us to take stock of our own lives, no matter how hard it feels or it is. Perhaps this was the thing to make us all come back together again. I don't know whether I've just got a really idealistic approach to this, but it's better than me running around panicking all day. I hope this has been helpful. If it hasn't, I'm sorry for polluting your eardrums.
Jade needs a career as a motivational speaker.
Yep, she really does.
That was beautiful.
That was really good. The line that stuck with me was, you're alone, but you're not lonely.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And how your feelings matter as well.
Exactly that. Just taking stock of everything that you do have at the moment, I think, is really important.
I saw a musician announce he was sad he had to cancel his shows and somebody commented saying, get some perspective, people are dying. And I was like, have a little bit of a heart. Like, he's not saying that what he's going through is worse than losing a loved one, but of course he's allowed to be sad that he's lost his job and what he loves doing. And definitely how you feel is so valid during all of this.
No, I think it is. It's taking stock of your own emotions and making sure that you are in touch with how you're feeling, and not doing that horrible thing where you compare yourself to someone in every single situation apart from you. Because whilst you are stuck at home, you are the one person that you have to look after, and you have to be a little bit selfish and look after your own mental health. And
the amount I've said already, like, oh well, I'm sad, but it could be worse because X, Y, and Z. And people have had to say to me, of course it could be worse, but that doesn't mean like you aren't allowed to feel sad and what you're going through isn't bad. And I was like, oh yeah, I am allowed to feel a little bit sorry for myself. Like, definitely. Exactly.
Yeah, you can't like just get angry at yourself for wanting to feel a little bit sad in a situation that is inherently sad.
Exactly. But like what you said as well, in quite a weird morbid way, at least we are all in the same boat, or most of us are in the same boat.
Yep, exactly that.
Big old stressful boat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm comedian Jess Foster-Kew, and here are my ideas for how to keep your head or keep as well as you possibly can, especially if you're self-isolating. Some of them are going to be like so cheesy and the stuff that you'll have heard a million times, but I guess they're the things I think are really important, like still get fresh air, however and whenever you can. And I think, I suppose that goes hand in hand with moving your body. Like, even if you can just walk around for 30 minutes in a day, be it outside, you know, having a walk, or walking your dog if you've got one, or maybe walking somebody that you know's dog for them, or just walking, just getting out. I think that's it does huge wonders to reset in the middle of your day if you're mainly staying in, and keep communicating even virtually with the people around you. Helping other people, I think, is so massive, in the sense that obviously it helps them, but also it will help you, because it makes you feel amazing to help other people where possible. You know, if you're not self-isolating yet and you know someone who is, who might need something dropping off on their doorstep or whatever, that stuff's the things that are going to get us through all of this. Equally, if you need help, having no shame in asking for it,
That's absolutely massive. If you're self-isolating with other people, then don't be afraid to say, you know, that sometimes you need a little bit of space, maybe just half an hour on your own in a room, if that's an option. That kind of thing's really important as well. And last but not least, I'm going to say treat yourself. I had a kind of pretty busy, productive day in, and I treated myself by having a really delicious cold beer in the bath. I mean, why not? Don't forget to have treats where possible too. And then I think last and maybe most importantly, remember that whatever's going on, however bad things might get, this will pass. This is temporary. And that is key, really. That's the main thing. Okay. All right. We've got each other. We're going to be all right.
And then she's got a little second one here.
Hey, it's Jess Foster Q again. I forgot something that I really wanted to share, which I think is probably the best advice I've read or seen anywhere for self-isolating. It was from an amazing woman called Caroline Duna, who's on Instagram and social media as the Fuck It Diet. she just posted and it said, you don't have to be productive. It's fine to just survive. I think that's actually the best advice I've heard all day and all night.
Oh,
that's a good one.
No, it's not. I think that's like maybe a lot of, well, I'm saying a lot of people, it's probably one of those things that's obvious, but also not obvious. Yeah, you have to try and avoid like obviously public spaces, but you can still like go outside for a walk.
Yeah, exactly that. And it's advised as well, because if you stay in for days and days and you are, no matter how strong you feel mentally, you're going to start going a little bit strange.
Oh, absolutely. Like I've stopped obviously going to the gym because I just think that is going to be a breeding ground for germs and diseases. But I'm going to start running outside. I say that. Yet to do it, but...
Oh, very much my plan as well is that I'm going to start running again, but God knows when I'm going to do it.
Again, something about a mom speaking and I'm like, I feel better.
The moment it got to about the second sentence in that one and I was thinking, there's something about a mom speaking, and then I went, I've never said the word mom before.
I'm in your brain. Don't know why, but when I can't see you, it is making me make a lot more weird voices than I usually make. I feel like because I'm feeling the need to be more expressive with my voice, and I'm like, why do you keep saying things, Lauren?
Big freak. I'm loving it. It's great.
We have got Darren Harriet. I'm going to pop him in the virtual booth next.
Hi, I'm Darren Harriet, and I'm currently going through self-isolation. I'll be honest, it's not really what I thought self-isolation would be like. There's been a lot of Nintendo played, and a lot of Instagram stories. But I still feel quite lucky. There's other parts of the world that they're much worse off than me. I'm still in contact with my friends. I guess there's still a heavy amount of anxiety right now because no one really knows like what's going to happen in the future. I'm not just talking about, you know, me being a comedian and gigs. I'm talking about the state of the world. How many lives are going to lose? But everyone's in the same position. So it's nice being online and seeing all the creativity that people are trying to come up with. I mean, some of the creativity isn't very good creativity. It's just people taking pictures of empty shops going, look at this. But, you know, they're trying. They're trying. I'm trying to eat healthy. One thing with me is if I eat healthy, I feel better. So I'm not binging. I mean, if there ever was a chance to binge food and eat really bad food, it'd probably be now. Because apparently, you know, the coronavirus started off with somebody eating maybe a pangolin soup, which is like a lizard that was bitten by a bat. And when you hear of stuff like that, you think to yourself, well, I mean, if they ate a pangolin soup with bat pieces. Surely I could eat some cookies. I mean, cookies and some Ben and Jerry's is, well, that seems okay in comparison, right? I'm enjoying talking to people. Yesterday I had a phone call. I don't know about you, but I don't really do phone calls. So that was weird. I answered the phone. I felt like I was in 2002. I was like, hello? And we had a chat. I think the main thing to do, guys, is just always stay hydrated. Try and stay occupied. Connect with people. How about, hey, remember that guy from school who bullied you 15 years ago? Maybe send them a text message, see how they're doing. You know, why not? It's not like we've got anything else to do. And you might make a new friend. Seriously, guys, just stay safe. Darren out.
Darren out.
I mean, he sounds like he's been in self-isolation for about 3 months.
I was the difference in, like, Matt Richardson and Darren, who sounds like it's been 84 years.
It's just the way, I've never heard anyone say there's been a lot of Nintendo played, but in such a sad way.
It's like a modern day version of, you know, when they used to write like letters from war back home.
Oh, but thank you, Darren. Thank you for that, mate.
Yeah. It's nice to have a phone call, though. That's a good point.
Well, I've done more like FaceTimes and Skypes and phone calls in the last week than I think I've probably done in the last 3 years combined.
Yeah. Like, I've seen there's these apps as well where you can, I think, I'll not name specific ones in case it's advertised or whatever, but, like, you can sort of, like, get your friends together and all, like, video chats in and...
Yeah, it's like,
good. So many of us live away from our friends anyway and never do that normally, but now it's kind of really made people value what it is to actually physically see and talk to someone rather than just texting.
Yeah, exactly that. It just gives you that bit more of a connection. I mean... Last night, I spoke to a bunch of friends I went to school with via Facebook Messenger, the video chat on there. I mean, it was complete chaos. one of them turned all the filters on halfway through and couldn't figure out how to turn them off. Another one couldn't see where the screen was. It was absolute bedlam, but it was a right old giggle. So, like, any chance you get to do anything like that, I think you should definitely go for it.
Absolutely. We got one more left.
Let's do it.
Hello, I'm Stuart Goldsmith from the Comedian's Comedian podcast and the comedy circuit that until a few days ago was thriving in the UK. Thanks for this opportunity to tell you how I'm going to, or to tell you how I would try to make my self-isolation a little easier. Now, I have two children and a wife and we all live together in a house, so my isolation will have different challenges to yours if you are child-free. If you do have children, then good luck and let's all get through it together. That's going to be its own special brand of difficult. For those of us who live on our own or just with a friend or two, my suggestion would be to take risks. Certainly not health risks, but take social risks. Be the instigator of social things. We've all seen those clips online of the Italian people in their balconies all getting out and singing. That started with one person taking a risk of singing. And things like that are, they only happen when one person risks feeling silly or feeling awkward or feeling socially clumsy. So if you are lucky enough to have a balcony or a garden, or maybe even a window that you can open and talk to your neighbour through an open window. If you feel the presence of a person next to you, I mean, maybe, come on, maybe it's just tapping on your pipes with a teaspoon. But if you feel the presence of someone near you, a neighbour or someone that you don't know, just take a risk on saying hello and establishing some sort of conversation with them. Because those magical things like the Italian balcony or someone DJing on the balcony of their tower block, those brilliant things that we see, they're so notable and worth sharing because they speak to a sort of a really deep, intrinsic, powerful humanity. And we see them and we go, yes, God, I want to be a part of that. But they only ever start with one person. So plan a few. Have some ideas. Brainstorm how you can connect with the world, be it online, even if it's just choosing a different old friend each day, maybe someone you've not spoken to for a long time, and connecting with them. Text them in advance and say, hey, at 6 o'clock tonight, can we have a right old natter? And ring them up. Reach out and don't be afraid that people will shun your advances, your social advances, because they might, but you're still right. Good luck out there.
That's a lovely one.
He's brilliant. Oh, he's such a lovely chap.
It does just take one person to make a difference sometimes, doesn't it? And
exactly. And might as well take risks now if you get the chance. When else is going to be a good time to do it? It's perfect time now.
There's very, very few consequences right now, isn't there?
Brilliant.
Right. Should we end with my quiz? Okay, so this is part one of my random facts and useless knowledge quiz that I hope makes you smile.
I'm going to find some sort of weird jingle and put it in. Don't worry.
Okay, question number one. Oh, question number one actually starts with a question. Do you like a white Christmas?
Wait, is that the question?
It's the start of the question. So it's
yes.
Yes. In that case, how many grams of cocaine was Tim Allen arrested for being in possession of at an airport in 1978?
Oh, God, that is not where I saw that question going whatsoever. 8 grams.
No.
Damn.
650.
What?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's Buzz Lightyear as well.
I thought you meant that's how much Buzz Lightyear weighs. I was like, that's a very specific thing to know.
that's my knowledge, yes.
Point. Question number two. What does the Queen own in Slough?
The swans.
Nah, a McDonald's drive-thru.
What?
Yeah.
What? Where did you find that? I don't believe that.
On the Google. I should probably clarify, I've sort of fact-checked these, but also not fully, so I'm pretty sure it's true.
Let's go with it, 100% true, done.
Yeah, right. Number three, what has the largest penis-to-body ratio?
Right, I think I know this. Is it a clam?
It's close, it's a barnacle.
Barnacle, god damn it. I knew it was something that lived underwater and looks like Pac-Man. Damn it.
And I actually did fact check this one because I can give you something more specific. It is up to 50 times the length of the body.
Jesus.
It's a big old willy.
Oh,
right.
God.
The woolliest sheep in the world was Shrek from New Zealand, who would hide in a cave whenever it was shearing time. When he was finally caught, how many kilograms of wool did he have on him?
I remember the pictures of this going viral as well. I reckon 100 kilograms worth of wool.
Oh, less than that. Yeah, 27 kilograms. Ooh, and then also the slight fact check of that, and that is the same as 270 blueberry muffins.
I'm loving what self-isolation is doing to your brain.
How much time I have on hands. Right. This is another... I'm like, this is a good one. What is a jiffy?
I'm sorry. What?
A jiffy.
It's a measure of time.
Pretty much. In chemistry and physics, a jiffy is the amount of time it takes light to travel a distance of 1 centimetre.
I did not know that's where that came from. That's incredible.
I didn't even... Aren't we having fun learning why? Right, this is my second last one I'm going to ask you, and then I've got more for the next one. Why did NASA rename the sizes of the instruments that their male... I'll do that again. Why did NASA rename the sizes of the instruments that the male astronauts used to pee?
I have absolutely no idea.
Because their original sizes were small, medium and large, but nobody was willing to pick their true size, so they had to rename them to large, gigantic and humongous.
Oh, for God's sakes. It's nice to see that toxic masculinity goes into outer space as well.
Yeah, there's truly no limits. Right, my final one today is my absolute favourite one, and this one comes courtesy of Kenny Tanner. Can you name 2 out of 5 of George Foreman's sons?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, do you know? I feel like I've read this before. I really want to say it's George Foreman Jr. and George Foreman III.
Yes, yeah, that's
it.
He's got Jr., George the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. And get this, one of his daughters is called Georgetta.
Not even Georgina.
Exactly. And then, like, I didn't believe it at first, and Matt was like, no way can that be true. And we looked it up, and it is true, and it's because he wanted them all to have something in common. I was like, aren't you what they've got in common?
Yeah, they're family.
Yeah, that is my fun quiz part one.
I absolutely adored that. I think now that HQ Trivia has gone down and you're self-isolating, you should start your own HQ Trivia on Instagram. And get
people
to...
Oh, man, you should pick the ones I've got for you for the next one. Yes, listener, there is a part two.
There is indeed. I mean, we've got loads more comedians that have sent us little voice notes that we're going through. We're going to record it via the wonders that is the internet very soon, and we'll upload it, shortly after that, I imagine.
And more importantly, I will have more quiz questions.
What
we all need in this time, and let's not forget, I am the most important person in all of this. Please could you keep giving me attention, because I miss it. This has been genuinely so nice, Aaron.
Oh, my pleasure entirely, mate. It's absolutely brilliant.
Thank you for listening to us, everybody. We hope that this has provided the smallest bit of light relief to your day, and we will be back with some more at some point soon.
Bye! Like
not hopeful of survival.
No, it really didn't. See you all soon. Bye! Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got 6 comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
What's your search history?
Sorry? What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What
is
I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell, and dad Alistair Campbell.
slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.